We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon, and we're up to the 11th section of the third chapter. Uvnei Adam Hashlemim B'Tuv Amidot. People who have good qualities, they've attained a certain level of perfection. B'Yotam Mitlamdim Aleihem B'Na'arutam B'Sifrei Tikkun Amidot. And the way they attained this state is because as they were youngsters, they learned the different works that help a person better themselves. They learned Mesilat Yesharim, Orchot Tzadikim, Sharei Tshuva. They learned the different works that would help a person become a better person. Ve'tilchot ha-mishpat lo lamdu. But they didn't learn the halachos. They didn't learn the Shulchan Aruch of how. How am I supposed to behave? Ve'libam lo kanat avat ha-mishpat. And so they acquired the Musar aspect, the ethics, the ethical aspect of I should be a good person, but they don't have that tendency to love justice. The Chazon Ish had said the way to love justice is by working hard on understanding the Jewish justice system. As you work hard to understand it, you connect it, and then you love it. So all these people, Tzfuyim Ema Lecholi Shelivut Adin, they are destined to the illness of aborting the law. Yoter me'ele ha'hediotim shelo lamdut musar ha'ira v'torat ha'midot. Even more so than the common folk who did not learn all about ethics. If you learn all kinds of books of Musar, but you don't learn the Shulchan Aruch, the laws of justice, so then you're in a real danger. Ki mimidat ha'yetzer hara lachnis gavut ha'lev etkifut ha'dat ve'lev ha'mishtalem. Because as a person works to perfect his traits, part of what happens is that the yetzer hara bombards him and tries to make him arrogant and make him a tough person. Umabit al anshei hamon habata geonit. And he looks at the masses as though he were above them. Ke'ilu hu mora mehem lemala lemala. Ke'ilu hu mora mehem, as though he is far above them. V'chol ma shehu oseh hu be'einav min ha'maasim ha'yoter nedivim u'mtukanim. And he thinks everything I'm doing is more accurate, is more philanthropic. U'chischok yeh be'einav im yachshedu ki oseh chamas neged hadin. And if someone tells him, hey, what you did is illegal, he laughs at it. Halo masayim tamid livni mishurat adin. He says, you know, I always do above and beyond the call of duty. U'miyusharim tachlit ha'atava. And everything I do, I try to be the kindest person in the world. Lo alai ne'emar shmirat ha'mishpat. It's not about me that the Torah says, watch out to keep the justice. I do above and beyond the call of justice. Zei tachin l'anshim ha'ohavim et atzmam u'maseihem. That's only relevant to people who are narcissistic, people who love themselves, and whatever they do is incomplete, and they're always thinking about bribery. But me, I'm always learning how to be a good person, I'm learning ethics, I'm trying my best. Of course, that's not relevant to me. So a person can really mislead himself. So the Chazon Ish says the problem is the way a person thinks when he's only learning about ethics and he doesn't learn the bottom line. What are you supposed to do? The laws of monetary damages, the laws of how a person has to be careful not to harm his neighbor, etc. So he thinks if anyone suspects him, he's disgracing the name of heaven because he feels like he represents the name of heaven on earth. He doesn't realize that this work on his traits has led him to false arrogance because he feels like, look, I'm really doing my best. There are so many things where I forego my own wishes for the sake of doing a mitzvah of helping other people. Yeah, that's true. But that doesn't mean that he is now immune to harming others. If he doesn't know the halachot, if he's not going to be very focused on maintaining the halachot, then he will harm others inadvertently. I'll tell you a short story, but to me it was very powerful. I told you guys the story of the hotel, right? Where the host said, of course, they're going to let you take a breakfast, right? I don't remember in what context. I don't think it was in this context, but we discussed that story. We once had a guest for Shabbos, and he wanted to make Kiddush early. He davened earlier than we did, and he wanted to make Kiddush. He had some mezonos with him, but we had forgotten to give him some grape juice. And he was staying in someone else's apartment. The person wasn't there for Shabbos. He stayed in their apartment. So he told me that he had made Kiddush by going into his host's fridge. And his host had a bottle of grape juice there. And he made Kiddush on the bottle. He said, look, the bottle was full. You're supposed to have a kos maleh, right? And then he drank a little bit from the bottle to Rov Ravis. So he said to me, now he's a person who really is a very, very fine person in many, many ways. I said, I didn't want to say anything, but it struck me. Who told you that the guy who let you use his apartment let you take any of his food? I asked to borrow an apartment. I didn't ask to take any of the food. So he said, who would mind if you take some of their, you know, a little bit of their stuff from here, from there? I don't know. Maybe he knows something I don't, but I think a lot of people would mind. I think if you lend a person your apartment, I think the average person, if you use the water from the tap, they don't mind. But if you're going to start going into their fridge and taking food from their fridge, I think people would mind. I didn't ask the host, but I think if you ask the average person, when you give your apartment to someone, do you intend, if you say, look, you can eat from the fridge, if you know who the person is, that's very nice. But if you don't, I don't know. I'd be surprised. We had a similar question last week. Someone asked if they have to take off trumos and maestros from the vegetation that grows in their yard. They said, isn't it hefker? We let our neighbors eat from the fruits and vegetables. So I asked them if a truck driver came in to deliver food to the makolet, and he stopped in front of your house and decided to go down into your yard and start picking from your fruits, would you be okay with it? You don't know the man. The guy just stops his truck and decides he's going into your yard and picking fruits. Would you be okay, or would you come out and ask him, hey, what you doing here? You'd come out and ask him, right? So then you didn't make it hefker. You basically said, my neighbors, who I like, I allow them to eat from my fruits. But you didn't really make it hefker. Now, imagine truck driver stops and goes into the yard and takes it. What's the big deal? He lets everyone else do it. Very often I hear people saying he lets everyone else do it. I told you guys, I think, the story. I had a host who would take a shortcut through a building. Right? There was a family we'd go to for Shabbos. They'd very often walk down the steps to take a shortcut from one block to the other. Instead of going all around the block, you just take a shortcut through the building. You go down two flights, and then you come out the other entrance, and you saved yourself a 10-minute walk, 7-minute walk. And I always said, I don't think it's right. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You walk through someone's property, you're disturbing their privacy. There's a cost to that. And then afterwards, I started seeing people put up signs, please do not use our building as a shortcut. Again, you want to be a nice person, you want to be a kind person, that's great. We have to learn the laws, and that way we can actually implement it. Because otherwise, the desire to be nice and kind will get us so far. The Chazon Ish says it'll even backfire at some point. Because a person is unrelenting. He says, you know, I'm a nice person. I don't do anything wrong. And things seem far out to him. Why would this be a problem? What's the problem with my taking a little bit of their grape juice? Who would mind that? Maybe. Maybe not. So that's this chapter.